My little brother prayed for everything before we ate, even the paper plates.
That's funny, but I really like the idea. It reminds me to be thankful for everything. Guess what? You're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Are you thankful today? Well, you should be, because tomorrow is Thanksgiving in America. That means we get together with family, eat turkey and pumpkin pie, and then probably take a nap. But Thanksgiving is about more than just food and family. It's an opportunity to give thanks to God for all of His many blessings. Check out Ephesians 5, verse 20. It says, "Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And now for our story. It's called Thanks for Paper Plates. "I pray today," Jameson announced as his family sat around the breakfast table. Dad nodded at the little boy and they all bowed their heads. "Thank you, God, for bacon and eggs and milk and toast and orange juice," said Jameson. He paused and peeked through his fingers. "And jam," he added. "Amen." "Thank you, Jameson," said Dad. He shot a look at Elliot and London, who were giggling at their little brother. After breakfast, everyone went outside to enjoy the beautiful day. When it was time for lunch, Mom called them together around the picnic table. "We'll pray first, and then you can all help get the hamburgers off the grill and get the rest of the food on the table." "I pray," announced Jameson again. Once more, they all bowed their heads. "Thank you for..." Jameson paused a long moment as he looked at the table. There was no food on it yet. "For plates and knives and forks and spoons and cups and napkins and salt," Jameson said. "Amen." Elliot and London snickered out loud, but Dad smiled at his younger son. "I'm glad you thanked God for all those things today. We usually take them for granted and fail to give thanks for them." "Yes," Mom said as she got up. "While we're getting everything on the table, why don't you think of some other things we don't often remember to thank God for? You go first, Elliot." Elliot murmured as he got busy with the hamburgers. "We should be thankful for our grill." "Good," said Dad. "How about it, London?" London was ready. "For pepper. Jameson forgot that." "And for a picnic table," added Elliot quickly. "And picnic benches," said London and Elliot together. "And food," shouted Jameson as Mom set a platter of hamburgers and a bowl of fruit salad on the table. "And for a little child to remind us all of the many blessings God has given us in addition to His greatest blessing of all, His Son Jesus," said Mom with a smile. Dig in. Well, what about you? Are you thankful this Thanksgiving season for everything? Look around you. What things do you take for granted day after day and never thank the Lord for? Take a few moments to thank Him right now. He loves you and has filled your life with blessings that point to the greatest blessing of all, Jesus, who paid the price for our sins so we could have eternal life. Thank God for all of the wonderful things He's given you, big and small. Our key verse is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20.
"Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ."
And our key thought for today, give thanks for everything. Hey, Mom and Dad, it is easier than ever to get the Keys for Kids stories delivered right to you every day. All you got to do is check your email. Sign up at keysforkids.org/subscribe. It's a super easy way to share it with your kids or to pass it on to friends and family. Remember, it's keysforkids.org/subscribe. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.